Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow, I'm so glad to see Bobby again after so many years. Praise God. And God has His purposes in life.
Amen.
Don't be angry at ways anything has gone in life. Be glad and believe that that thing that God has proposed for you is about to start.
Amen.
That it can be a blessing to many people. If you can just receive from the Lord.
Mm.
Praise God. And our sister, what's your name?
Sister
Onye.
Sister
Onye. Wow.
Marita.
Okay, I'll rather go from there. God bless you, sister.
Amen,
how are you doing?
Fine.
And that's your son, I guess.
Mm.
Fine guy. How are you doing?
God bless Jesus you. Is Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
What's your name?
Jesus.
Huh?
This Lord, that is Jesus, is Lord.
This Lord?
Yes.
Wow, that's a
strong one. Amen. Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And my name is Trevor. That's my wife. Praise God. I've known Gladys for many years. And I've been waiting patiently for the Lord to bring us together. And He brought us back together in strong fashion, in big fashion.
Amen.
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 She won't believe that I was with, you know, Sister Erica? I was with Erica some weeks ago, and I told Erica that I believe somehow that God is going to bring us together again.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was around the corner. So, we thank God for that, and I want us to understand that the way the Lord trained me, right from when I was a child in the university, God gave me some very, very powerful word. And that's why this word was not just from me, but also to be imparted to the brethren.
Amen.
Praise God. And you see, it's we struggle along the line as young men, which is normal.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And it has its purposes. And I thank God that God was able to at least revive me again to stand and perform that work which He had designed for me from the foundation of the world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And through the word, men will receive so many, many messages, so many, many calls from brethren all over the world, telling them how their lives have been changed.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking of both young and elderly people who are sometimes in their 70s, 80s, who will even write us from America, from India, from different parts of the world, from Africa, all parts of the world. And then it's been wonderful to know how God moves, because at times we want to calculate, we want to organize God's ministry, we want to do things for ourselves, we want to please God. See, but in reality, we can't do anything. On our own, we can't do anything. All our labor is in vain. All we can do is just wait on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And when we wait on the Lord, everything works out. Abraham tried to work out something. After waiting for so long, he tried to work out something for God. He tried to help God fulfill the promise, you know. He believed God. God told him he would have a child and all that. And when the years were going, he wanted to help God out. And he made the move to go and get a child. You see it, and God told him, no, that's not the child. Until Abraham now decided to sit down and listen. And when Abraham was sitting down under a tree, the Bible says the Lord appeared to Abraham under the tree. Abraham lifted up his head and he saw the Lord. And he ministered to the Lord. And in waiting on the Lord as a servant of the Lord asked, where is your wife? And he said, oh, my wife is in the, you know, is in the tent. He said, I will visit her next year and she'll be with the child. So you could see all his struggling and all his calculations was all in vain. So we can do nothing. Jesus Christ said, on my own I can do nothing. So if Jesus Christ said, on my own I can do nothing, then who are we to think we can do anything? We can't do anything. See, if you like, you can gather all the big crowds and make a big church for them. All at the end of the day, they still have to come back to the beginning to learn the basics. We've seen it again and again. You see, some of these pastors, big churches, some of them don't want to admit this. My wife is here. We ministered in some churches, and indigenous bishop will come to meet me later and say, man, they've never heard such thing before in their life. And one of them was telling me, I'd say, do you know that all these people you see around, they don't know anything? he admitted to me. So you see, it's not a matter of being known by men. It's not a matter of being accepted by men. It's not a matter of following the traditions of men. But it's a matter of standing in the truth, knowing the truth and standing in the truth. Praise God. I want us to understand that Jesus was not a popular man. Everybody calls Jesus today, hey, Jesus, if Jesus was here today, they would not accept him. See, because he had nothing to do with religion. He was a normal, regular guy. See, but he knew his origins in God. He knew where he was coming from and knew where he was going. Praise God. And that's what made the difference. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want us to understand something today, brethren. Even as I stand here to preach, bear in mind there's no such thing as a good man. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of a good man before?
No way.
There's nothing like a good man. You only deceive yourself if you think you will find a good man. Praise God. There's nothing like a good man. Jesus Christ said, why do you call me good? Why do you call me good? Praise God. But there's something. The truth about it is that if we open our eyes in the spirit, we discover that we are all perfect.
Hallelujah.
As he is perfect. No matter our manifestations in this life, in this world, in the flesh, our stumblings, our mistakes, we are perfect as he is perfect. And the spirit is here to establish us in this truth. The spirit is here to make us grounded in the knowledge, praise God,
Amen.
Of the only name that exists, which is the name of the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Our sister spoke on from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. And if you go a bit, because we want to define what perfection is here. Because at times we think perfection is, you know, I don't drink beer, I don't smoke, I don't chase women, that is perfection. You see, but let us see what perfection is here. Praise God.
Amen.
Chapter 4, verse 4. There is one body, one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is where? Above all, and
through all,
and
in you all. Hallelujah.
That is perfection. See, the perfection that we seek is to actually awaken to the reality of who we truly are. Because it's written in the Bible that the hope of your calling, the hope of your calling is not to meet somebody in the sky with a long hair, who will come and hug you and hold you in your hand and take you into heaven, and you eat pasta and spaghetti and, you know, swim in rivers of life and sit in gold chairs and all that. That is all religion. That is all. Those are parables which are going to come to shortly. The hope of our calling is the Christ in you.
Amen.
That I may know him. Praise God. I might know who I am. Do you know why they call it the resurrection from the dead? It's to awaken back into reality. That's why it's called the resurrection from the dead. It's not a matter of, you're not waiting for some kind of physical grave to open up there. Praise God, because in Adam all men died. The Bible says in Adam what?
All men died.
All. Praise God. And when you die, you don't even know anything anymore. The dead can't see, they can't hear, they can't talk, they can't walk. The dead live in abject darkness. There's no life, no understanding among the dead. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If you like, get to be the head of faith. If you like, get to have all the money in the world. If you like, get to have the biggest churches in the world. If you do not awaken to the reality of who you are dead in your sins and in your what?
Trespasses.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Sin is not about, because I have a girlfriend or I smoke a cigar. Those are fruits. Those things come out of what they call sin. sin is a deviation from the truth. And all men have deviated from the truth. And what is the truth? Christ says, I am the truth. And that Christ you are speaking about is in you.
Amen.
Praise God. That's why it says that the Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is something that we've read over the years, and people are still not understanding it. The hope of your salvation, the hope of everything you ever need, is to understand the mystery of the Christ in you. Praise God, because you are much more precious than you think. See, you are much, much more valuable than you ever think or know in your humanity. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ came to destroy these, you know, clay vessels. Because all along, the true inner man has been hidden within man. So that men walk about in darkness, not knowing who they truly are. And Jesus Christ came to destroy that veil that has covered our understanding, so that we can understand the mystery of this one God, one Father, one Spirit, one Lord, who is where? Above all, through all, and in you all. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is the unity of the faith that we are awakening to. Because when a man awakens into the truth, we discover that we are all one. There's no Trevor, there's no Gladys, there's no Bobby, there's no one but I. Isaiah says that I only inhabit eternity. Besides me, there is what?
No
other. Revelation says that what? I'm the beginning and the end. I live forever. Praise God. Besides me, there is what? No other. Praise God. So when we think that we are fighting for our right, or we are trying to walk in an identity of our own, or try to be arrogant, we are only just, we are walking the world in darkness. Because I don't exist. You see me now standing in front of you, a black man, in the year 2013, his name is Trevor. It is the Christ appearing in this physical realm. Amen.
Amen.
It's the mystery of godliness. You are seeing God appearing in this physical realm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The earlier we begin to understand that we originate from the Spirit, and we go back to the Spirit, the better for us.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, let us understand the hope of our calling. See, this is what the Lord has raised me up to preach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And many, many people have been raised from the dead who've heard these messages. Hallelujah. I remember I walking into a church, and a Ghanaian pastor saw us for the first time, and he said, "Amen." And the Lord says that I can see you raised. The through your ministry, people are being raised from the dead all over the world. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And now it occurred to me that the Lord was telling him, people are awakening to truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peace. Hallelujah. And you know, when you resurrect from the dead, do you know who comes out? When Lazarus came out of the grave, who do you think came out?
The Lord.
It's the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lazarus comes out. It's the communication of the Spirit. That's the voice of the Spirit. See, going forth to awaken those who are dead. Hallelujah. And what happens is that as the voice goes forth, the people are waking, and Jesus Christ mentioned to Martha, "I am the resurrection. I am the life." When you awake, you are waking Him. The psalmist says, "I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness." Praise God. Because when you awake, you discover that the way it is the way you are.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see that God created man in His image and in His likeness. And Paul described that image and the likeness as Christ. Christ is the image and the likeness of God.
Amen.
Now, we suffer many things today as men because we have deviated from that original standard. This is what we call sin. Sin is written in the book of Romans chapter 1. It says that what? They exchange, they love not the truth. They exchange the truth for the lie. Meaning that we exchange our true celestial image, our true celestial identity for that of the terrestrial. And all along we've been crawling on the dust like pigs.
Jesus.
Like serpents. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 But the Bible says that the hour comes when those who are in their graves will hear the voice.
Hallelujah.
And they shall comfort. You are hearing the voice today. Praise God.
Amen.
It's the voice of truth. Awaken to reason. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The moment you know yourself, nothing can leave you. You cannot lose anything. Nothing can be taken away from you. You cannot lose a husband. You cannot lose a child. You cannot lose a wife. Nothing can be taken away from you when you are waking to the reality of who you are. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is wonderful. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Now I'm going to briefly share something on parables. This does all by the way, so I didn't plan all that. And he was taking me out of course. Amen.
Amen.
And along the line, if I say something that you don't understand clearly, you can ask me. Mm-hmm. But I want to always remind you that spiritual answers are very spiritual. I have a question to spiritual talk. Very answers are very difficult to come by.
Okay.
That's why Jesus Christ at times will say, if you have ears, hear. Because at times it's difficult to explain. I receive some kind of messages from the internet from all over the world.
Yes.
And at times I cannot really, you know, how can you explain truth? Can you explain truth? Jesus Christ said, if you can take it, take it.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
And many people come to our meetings and, you know, some people stay 1, 2 days, 3 days and they're off. They're off for their dead lives. See, they can't. And John says it, the first John. He says that the world cannot hear us. The world hears its own. So what I speak is the language of the Spirit, not the language of religion. Religion is letters. Religion, it quotes scriptures. You see some people are learned in the scriptures, in the letters. They read the letters like water. Before you quote a scripture, they know it offhand. They know the Bible from the beginning to the end, but Jesus Christ says, you read the scripture, you think you have life in them, but you will not come to me. Paul says that the letter killeth, the Spirit gives life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is not the word of God, let me just tell you. It can only be the word of God when you are illumined by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
It will only minister death to you if you don't read it by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And of course that's why the scribes and the Pharisees that you know crucified Jesus, they actually represent the natural carnal mind, the reasoning of the natural mind. And they actually read their laws and the Bibles according to the way they saw it. And Jesus now came with another gospel. And they were asking, are you greater than Moses? Who are you? Who are you? To come and change things around. Jesus Christ came and spoke about parables on plants, on trees, on you know, different parables. And these parables were not in the Bible. And they were wondering, what is this? What are they saying, Son of God? And to add insult to injury, Jesus will say, I am the Father and one. Who knows? Maybe the trouser was falling down here. And he walks up to the preacher and he said, I am the Father and one. And he said, what? He said, abomination. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I am the Father and one. Don't you go to toilet. Who are you? You say you are one with God.
Exactly.
The brothers and sisters didn't even they didn't even accept him as a Christ because he was an ordinary guy like them. They grew up together. The one day he wake up and say, I'm Son of God. In fact, the Bible in the book of Mark said they came to drag him back home, to take him to the house. They said something is wrong with him, that he's not okay. Because he was a regular guy. But he knew his origins in God. He knew the truth, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The letter will kill you. The Spirit will give you life. And you need the Spirit of humility to actually receive the Word of God. See, that's why I feel sorry for people who have gone very far, who have big establishments. Some of them hear this and they know the truth, but they don't know how to back out. They are ashamed.
Yes.
Many. I've met a lot of them like that. They hear big pastors, they hear these words, and they know the word of God, but they don't know how to back out.
Yes.
See, a brother who heard my message, he's been an assistant pastor for many years. He was to be ordained pastor in a few weeks. He called me yesterday and said, "Trevor, I've renounced it. I don't want to be a pastor."
Hallelujah.
And this is, they have very, very big churches. Big churches. He said he doesn't want that to come. He doesn't want that to, that he would rather work with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I texted, I told him, "Brother, you've done a great thing. I was envious of him, and he has done a great thing." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Pastors, apostles, teachers, they are called of God. It's not something you go to Bible school to learn. A man cannot make you a pastor. A man cannot make you an apostle or a teacher or whatever. It is their call. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So the letters will kill you, but the Spirit will liberate you, will give you life. It will cause you to enter into the glorious liberty of the, you know, of the children of God. It is written in the Bible that the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is where?
Within you.
So which kingdom are people looking for? We always hear people looking to the sky. Some people are looking tomorrow or something to happen. But Jesus Christ has declared it, that the kingdom that you are looking for is within you. It's in your realizing who you are that will cause you to awaken back into that all power and dominion that the Father bestowed in you from the beginning. Praise God, because God didn't create you to be a sinner. When we are introduced into this world, actually we are confirmed with the traditions of men. We are educated by our parents, by the system of men. And we are conformed to the earthly, to the terrestrial. Praise God. And we now forgot our part in God. Praise God.
Amen.
But there's an awakening now, brethren.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you begin to have heavenly experiences, you begin to know that, oh, I've had this experience before. You begin to know that you were there. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
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 So the letter kills is the Spirit that gives life. I want to lay this foundation, brethren.
Amen.
The letter kills, the Spirit gives life. The letter will only make you religious. And religion is wickedness. Religious people are wicked.
Yes.
They are callous. They are without mercy. Religious people are proud. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. But when you go by the Spirit, you begin to operate in truth and in life.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Religion will only make you a slave. You will always be learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. You'll be fasting, praying, shouting and doing all kind of things for years, but you will never come to the knowledge of the truth that you are one with the Father. Praise God.
Amen.
Do you know you are one with the Father?
Yes, we have just read it.
I am the Father that I want. See, the I is the Christ in you. When Jesus Christ says I in the Bible, always substituted for me. I. Praise God. Anything he says, I am the Word, the truth. I am the Father that I want. Before Abraham was, I am. Always remember that is your true spiritual self. Praise God. And that one can never sin, can never die. It's purely spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So, exercising ourselves in godliness is not about being religious. Exercising ourselves in godliness is about exercising ourselves in this revelation that has come today. Praise God, because within this vessel of clay, there is a Son of God. No matter what you go through in life, no matter your failures, no matter what this life, it can never change. There is a pearl of great price hidden underneath this earth. Praise God.
Amen.
And when you discover it, you reign with joy, peace, and you are in harmony with the creation of God.
Yes.
Everything becomes beautiful again.
Amen.
Praise God. Nothing that a man can do to you, a woman can do to you, can affect your peace. You reign in life. Praise God.
Amen.
And how many of us know God wants us to reign in life? Praise God.
Amen.
The Son of God was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And that is the deceiver. See it? The devil is the deceiver. You know, my sister Gladys said something just a little while ago. She says, so that we are no longer tossed to and fro, deceived by every wind of doctrine. What is the deception? When was the first deception mentioned in the Bible? Remember when God said, who told you you are naked? What did God ask Adam? Who told you you are
naked?
That's a deception. God never saw Adam as naked. To be naked means I'm a sinner. I'm unworthy of God's glory. I'm separate from God. I'm useless. God said, who told you you are naked? That means he was deceived. Have you listened to the doctrines of religion? Have you listened to the doctrines of men? Who told you you are naked? Because religion will always try to tell you that you are a sinner. The work of religion is to keep you down there so that you pay homage to it. So that you worship the establishment. Because once you know the truth, you are free from them. The work of religion is to keep you in bondage, making you think that you are a sinner who needs to sacrifice, offering blood and everything to appease the anger of God. But that same voice is asking today, who told you you are naked? Praise God. And the Spirit of God, God by the Spirit has descended to destroy the work of what? Of the devil in our lives, which is the deception. The devil has veiled man into believing that he is separate from God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why when God, Jesus Christ told Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. He will do what? Loosen the bandage around the face of Lazarus. All these are symbolic. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All those are symbolic to teach those who have, of course, the crowd will be excited. Hey, raise the man from the dead. But they are not getting the message. You raise the man from the dead, what are you going to gain? You are coming to live in this life again.
Yes.
What are you going to gain if you are raised from the dead? It was a parable. Jesus Christ gave that to teach us spiritual truth. The multitudes will only see that and shout, hey, testimony, he raised him from the dead. But the spiritual man will sit quietly and understand the mystery behind that parable. And that parable is that faith that was bound is the work of Satan. To deceive you, to blind the eyes of your understanding, so that you are aware of the fact that God is one with you. God is not after you. He's not here to destroy you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is this deception that has separated man from God. It has caused man to be alienated from the life of God. Because the life of God is actually our life. We are actually hidden God. See, we are one with God. We are one spirit with the Lord. He that is joined to the Lord is what? One spirit. But this understanding was snatched away from us by the devil. Praise God. And God wants his sons to awaken to this reality and today begin to walk in this truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why this revelation is done in us today. Amen. It's not a revelation that actually for knowledge, but for us to know ourselves the way we have known of the Father. Praise God. God wants his sons to walk in fulfilled life, in peace towards God. And when you are at rest with God, you begin to have the boldness to ask for things. You begin to have the boldness to exercise the faith to move mountains. See, the only thing that will separate you from answered prayers, you see, is your lack of faith. And why is that lack of faith? It's because of a sense of sin, sense of something not wrong. How to ask God, how to pray to God, how to do something. How to, something you feel you are falling short, you are worthy. That's why you can't get answers to your prayers. Amen. Mm-hmm. If you have the faith of the mustard seed, you can move mountains, praise God.
Amen.
And that faith, we can attain to it once more by growing in this sacred knowledge, knowing that we are in Him. Praise God.
Amen.
We are all in the resurrection. Every man is called to walk in this new name, in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That's why it says that in my name they shall do these works, in my name they shall do that. It's not saying that we come out here saying in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I can't, you know, it's rather saying that we should walk in the name.
Amen.
It's a new walk. See, in a new creation, we walk in the name of the Lord. In a new dispensation, which is dispensation of truth, we walk in His name. That's why in the book of Revelations, you see all over the book of Revelations that the redeemed of the Lord had the name of the Father written on their foreheads. Do you know the scriptures?
Yes.
Let's quickly go there. Oh, am I wrong? I'm not going too fast.
No.
Okay. Revelation chapter 22. I'm going to start from verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more what? No more curse. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in the midst of it. And his servant shall serve him. And they shall see his face. And his name shall what?
Be in their foreheads.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, hold on and go back to the book of the same chapter, the book of Revelation, rather, chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Revelation chapter 14. And I looked. Have you found it?
Yes.
Revelation is the last book of the Bible. Laugh, Bobby. Okay. Revelation chapter 14.
Yes.
And I looked, and lo, a lamp stood on the mount, what?
Zion.
That is Zion.
Mm-hmm.
And with him 144,000, having his father's name written on what?
On their foreheads.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stop there. I'm going to share this in the future, this particular. But you can see this are the redeemed upon Mount Zion. Paul says that you have come to what?
Mount Zion.
You
yes.
have come. He's not talking about something for tomorrow. You who are the faith. By faith, you have come where? To Mount Zion. And to come to Mount Zion, you cannot go there as a man. I can't go there as Trevor. Sister Gladys can't go there as Gladys. Sister Maris?
Yes, Marita.
Marita can't go. Is that Italian name?
No.
Okay. I can see for imaginative with names. Okay, let's move on. So we have I'd rather go with Italian one. No, with the Italian one. Amen. So you can't go there as a man and stand upon that mountain. You must let go of your life. What you think is your life, rather. Because actually what we hold on to in this world as our life is not our life. It's just our imagination. See it? Have you heard somebody say, you don't know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know me. You don't exist. You just vain boasting. We don't exist. There's only one that exists, and that is the Lord. Because that's why it's written that in that day, anyone that blesses himself will bless himself in the name of the Lord. Praise God. So we have that name written on. It is the identity of the Christ. To enter into this new dispensation, every man must awaken to the fact that he is the image and likeness of God. We must awaken to the fact that we are one with the Father. One body, many members that are divinely interconnected. It's one spirit, one spiritual body. It doesn't have to be one body. You know, some people they come and they say they see a vision and I have a very big church. And I tell them, man, look at the church here. And they are all surprised. How about the Lord show me a vision in some church? I say, yes, it's an invisible body.
Hallelujah.
If your eyes are open here today, you to see what is here.
It's true.
You think there's some things I'll show you in the future of our spirits. But if your eyes are open here today, you'll be shocked at what you see. Amen?
Amen.
So we must understand that we are called to walk in that name of the Lord. And it's something that we start out by faith. First of all, faith comes by what?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why the gospel is being announced. This is what we call the good tidings of the gospel. The good tidings is not about if you don't give your life to Christ, you go to heaven and burn in hell. All those are just talk of men. See, the real gospel is to reveal the Christ in you. Christ, who is the image of God. Paul writes about it. He says that those who don't receive this gospel have been blinded by the God of this world, so that they don't receive the light of the gospel of Christ, who is the image of God. When the light shines, when God says, let there be light in your heart, it actually exposes the mystery of who you are. Praise God. And all your tears and your worries about tomorrow, about losing this, you cannot lose anything. Because everything that the Father has is what?
It's yours.
Praise God. It's not your riches is not about physical possession. See, your glory is not about physical possession. Because in reality, it is the Spirit, which is the Lord, that owns everything. You can think you have, but one day you wake up and discover you don't have anything.
Hallelujah.
So that's why it's written that, yes, there's a time you can gather unto yourself in this material world. But you wake up one day and discover that you didn't have anything. You will still have to live it. You see nations fighting over oil, over parcels of land, killing themselves. It's all in vain. All belongs to what?
God.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are in
Him.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So let's be fast. I want to show you something on parables. On parables, God wants us to get out of the realm of parables. And in the book of Matthew, praise God, Jesus Christ had given the parable of the sower in chapter 13, Matthew chapter 13. And Jesus Christ ended up the parable by saying in verse 9, Matthew chapter 13, verse 9, he who has an ear, or he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know what? The mysteries of what? The kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever has, to him shall what? Be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken even away, even that which he has. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing hear not, neither do they understand. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now let's stop there. I'm going to read another one very briefly. Mark chapter 4, verse 11. Mark chapter 4, verse 11. Are we there?
Yes.
And he said unto them, unto you it is given to what?
To know
the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are what? Without. All these things are done in what? In parables. Now, I want to understand, these are very, very deep things here, because we must understand that the realm that men live in, all men, we're not talking of just, you know, whether church, religious church, even the church that you go to, you know, they walk in parables. In relation to what? Parables. What Moses presented to the people in the days of old were what?
Parables.
See? And unknowingly, these parables have already crept into the church. See, people are still have orders of worship, religious orders of doing things and all that, but they don't understand that the days of the shadow have passed. The real thing has what? Has come. Praise God. And when the real thing comes, you do away with what? With the shadow. Amen. The whole world, everything, the activities of men that you see in this whole world is just, they work in relation to parables, to shadows. Things that have no eternal benefit. Things that look as though they are, but they are not. Praise God. I'm telling you, there are some things you hear that are very, very offensive. Things that we have carried so sacredly, so religiously, things that we have valued so much. When you hear what these things mean in the eyes of God, they can be very offensive. Because God, some of these things we carry in high esteem, they are nothing but what? An abomination to God. They have no eternal value. Praise God. Notice when Jesus Christ spoke, he always spoke about God's kingdom. The realm of God. Because in reality, that is the only thing that exists. God's kingdom and God alone is what exists. Every other thing is just a parable. The things you see are what? Temporal. See, everything you see, you can touch with this physical and it's what? It's
temporal.
The systems of men, the orientation, their religion, everything, they're all in relation to parable. Our concept of marriage, our concept of, you know, family, our concept of society, they're all parable. Because somebody called me to a seminar, marriage seminar, to come and preach on marriage. And I got there and I started to preach to them what God showed me in heaven. And they meant by the time they finished with me there, I would not get that place anymore to preach. Hallelujah. Sister, God, look, talk about the marriage that we know, please. This is what you're talking about, it's too big for me, please. She was screaming in the audience, please, the marriage I know is the one between man and woman. What is this one about? Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ spoke about parables of marriage, did he ever speak of any earthly thing?
Never.
That's why I say that we have to leave everything.
Oh, Jesus, my Lord.
Praise God. So if you want to be a partaker of the things of God, you must what? Leave all. Deny yourself and follow. While you are following Christ, you are following the Spirit. Christ is spirit. He says, I am not of what? This world. I am not of this world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the moment we begin to know that we are not of this world, because this world is dissolving, it's passing away. That's why Paul says, lay hold on what? Eternal life. All this world, the lust and the pride and everything is what? It's passing away.
Amen.
Praise God. But there is a kingdom. Eternal in the heavens, unmovable. A kingdom of life, joy, glory. And that is where we are gathered into right now. You can begin to experience it right now. You don't have to die to experience it, but you can begin to experience it right now. Because the door is open to into that kingdom right now. And you know what the door is?
Jesus.
Christ is at the door. And it's not about, there's no man somewhere in the sky at one door. You know, it's saying that Christ, with your recognition of the mystery of Christ, is the opening, is the tunneling into a new realm in God.
Mm-hmm.
God. So you see, many, many things you go to, you see, and people go around in circles in the systems of religion, and many people fail to recognize what the Father really wants you to know. The desire of the Father is to cause you to awaken back into the reality of that oneness you have in God. That's why Jesus Christ says, in that day, you will know that you are in me, and I am in you, and you are in the Father. God wants, that this is the end of the faith, is to recognize your oneness with God. To awaken to that life that is in God. That is the end of the faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the more conscious become aware of this, the more your problems, your headaches and the pains of the tribulation of this world become a thing of the past. Because tribulation cannot be solved by the inventions of men. Your success in this world cannot save you from tribulation. Having all the big money in your account, or having all the best jobs, or having the best wife, or having a beautiful family, or having, you know, those things cannot cause you to escape the corruption and the destruction that is in this world. That which will cause you to escape the corruption and the misery in this world is the recognition of the mystery of Christ. Recognition of who you are. That's why the Father said, let there be light. The light comes to illumine the heart, the ignorant heart. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. What deep? The deep is your heart. It's the ignorance in the heart of man. Desolation, if you read the root word of that word, darkness upon the face, it talks of desolation, sorrow, misery. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are not miserable because you lost a job. You are not miserable because something happened on the outer world. You are miserable because you don't know. You've lost an awareness of that sacred oneness with God. Because if you come to that place, nothing can take away your joy from you.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said it. He said that day, no man can what? Take away your joy. Nothing.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, but the thing, to receive the light of God, you have to become like a fool in this world. Every man must be ready to let go of what the knowledge we've gathered over the years, religious and what kind of not, even in good intention, must humble ourselves and know when we hear the voice of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if that pastor, Pastor Fred, I know for many years, if he had not humbled himself to listen to me, he would not probably have been where he is today. And that man is someone, these were people that were very, very persistent, righteous, good people. But he told me, Trevor, everything I've learned from my childhood was all rubbish. He started all over. And today he's working in so much power.
Hallelujah.
When he preaches here today,
hallelujah.
Everybody coming from all over the world, they ask, who is that man? So that is how it works, man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We must be ready to humble ourselves, let go of everything. See, Paul came to a place where he said, Paul, all his knowledge, because Paul was a man who was well read, a learned religious man. Praise God. A good man, according to the law. And he went about killing Christians in good faith. See, more than a killing Christian, people think that, you know, it's improper. They don't understand that this is happening in the church today.
Of course.
See, if you go with this message somewhere today, they were not received. But God is faithful. They come in people. The people. God knows how He does His people to hear the word. But in this, they don't accept us. See, they don't accept us. Even though I don't collect money for anybody, they don't accept us. See, they would rather it's very strange. It's a funny word. You go to a place, I have a seminar and I tell them that you don't bother to give me money, I don't need it. They don't want it, they want me to tell them to pay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People like to be in bondage.
It's true. It's true.
People like to be in bondage. They like to be sad and to cry and to, they don't want to know that God has forgiven them. They don't want to know. Praise God, hallelujah. But say God wants you to get out of that realm of sorrow, of tribulation, and reign in life now. Reign in life now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you can see, when you talk of the devil transforming himself into an angel of light, see it. And I tell you, he's a very good preacher. He knows how to gather crowds. He's very good in that. And the world follows after him. The world hears him. People think that Jesus Christ was popular. He was not popular. See, they were all going there for miracles. They were all going there because they had one man made them to multiply bread. And they all rushed there. The crowd were rushing there to see this man that was multiplying bread. But when he opened his mouth to begin to speak the mysteries of the kingdom, they said, no, this is not what we came for, please. And they all left him. So it was only the disciples that were left. So he asked them, do you want to leave me too? And they said, no, we can't leave you because you have the words of eternal life. The multitudes are not interested. So if you want to follow God and you are still looking for crowds, I don't think you are in the right place. Of course, we are known in heavenly places. Of course, we are known. Hallelujah. But if you want to be known of men, that's why Jesus Christ will say, great is your reward in heaven. Not in this world, not among men. It's when you are born later than they start to remember you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.
So let us be careful. Parables. Everything we see in the outer world is parables. You see, the laws of Moses. Moses told the people to construct a tabernacle. And what the Israelites would do is to worship a God that was sitting inside the tabernacle. Sit. And it was working for them. You know, your faith in something can make the thing work.
Yes.
See, somebody says that you have a statue somewhere in the corner,
yes,
and the statue is speaking, they call it in Africa voodoo or juju.
Yes.
And the statue will speak or do certain things. It's the faith of the people that is activating that thing. There's nothing working there, nothing. It's the faith of the people that is doing that thing. See, he says, if your faith, if you have the faith, you don't have to even mention the name of Jesus. If you have the faith, that nothing like God, Jesus, forget it. If you have the faith, you can do anything. Some people attend to a certain faith, even by any means, and they make things work. But to attend to the ultimate faith of all power, you can't do that except you walk in the mystery of Christ. Praise God. So, parables are all over. We talked about the tabernacle, where people worship God that was in the tabernacle, and fire would come down, and you know, they did great works in the wilderness and all that kind of stuff. And you know, people are always, they have this orientation to kind of worship God that is outside.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking outside to a God somewhere, and they are worshiping God and, you know, burning incense and paying their tithes to the God and, you know, putting money in the offering and let God bless me. And you know, this all these things came about when man started to sense himself to be separate from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you want to know the real sacrifice that is acceptable to the God, it's yourself. It's to lay yourself back in that altar where you came from. People lay a condition on you, and I've seen a blackmail children of God, picture of God, and bondage all over. Blackmails, heavy bodies of people to do this and do that, otherwise you will not receive the blessing from God. Otherwise God will curse you. God will bless this one, God will curse this one. There's no such thing. God does not curse any man. Praise God. God is for all, every man. You only suffer when you don't know it. You suffer separation. And let me tell you something, when you leave the presence of God, it's hell and destruction. All these are written in the Bible, people don't read them. The Bible says that those that are separated from God are cast into hell. When Adam left God's presence, entered into the wilderness, dying, you will die. Well, that is hell. These are spiritual experiences, praise God.
Amen.
That people are already experiencing in this world, where corruption feeds on people. Corruption is constantly licking the dust, the flesh of people. People are under subject to corruption and death. Separated from the life of God, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, people are suffering. We try to reach out to God for forgiveness. Some sacrifice blood, some do all kind of things just to appease God. But God said, that's not me, you don't know me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All these are parables, shadows. See it, and the days of the shadow have passed. See it, all those laws of Moses, all those rituals, all of them, and God has opened my eyes to see what they meant. And some a time comes, we'll be sharing them. I'll show you everything. And you know that what pleases God is that his children are waking to the truth. No more deception. No what? No more deception. Don't let the devil deceive you no more. Awake to your true life right now. And it's a gradual process.
Amen.
See, growing in the knowledge, exercising yourself in the knowledge, confessing the truth, walking in the truth. See, if you know this truth and continue in this truth, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Free from your fear, your bondage, free from your torment and everything, and so you can reign as Christ upon this earth.
Hallelujah.
He says that the works that I do, you will do also.
Hallelujah.
Now people think that, you know, the works Jesus Christ did is just only about raising dead, you know, multiplying bread and all that. But if you study those verses properly, Jesus Christ said in those verses, down, he says that the Father in me does these works. Because they were asking him to show them the Father. You know Thomas? He said, show us the Father. He asked him, show us the Father. Where's the Father God? Is this the God everybody's looking for? Jesus Christ said, but I've been with you all this while, don't you know me? He was saying that the Father is in him. Then later I said, the work that I do, you will do also. What is the work that he was doing? It was revealing the Father within. So the Father who is in you all.
Mm-hmm.
How many people know this secret?
Mm-hmm.
Many people are still worshipping towards one temple somewhere in the sky. Many people are still worshipping to one church somewhere God is inside. Some people can't even pray unless they go to a church. Unless they feel like there's a church, there's a cross there, there's a pulpit. Some people don't sense that it's a church. They are all, the mind has been oriented to feel that God must be somewhere in a building or something. Until Jesus Christ says, came to tell them that, but I'm the temple of God. And the people came, you, this thing that Moses and the Israelites spent many years to build, you are not trying to tell that you are insult. Insult. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Paul came later on and says, don't you know you are the temple of God? Don't you know? These are hidden secrets. Some men will live from their day they are born till they die. Never, they will not know this secret. And suffer for nothing. The works that I do, you will do also. And what are these works? Revealing the Father within.
Amen.
Revealing this God that is within you. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yes.
If the Christ is with you, the Christ says, I am the Father.
Lord.
Praise God. This is the mystery of godliness. God being made manifest in the flesh. You are walking this earth, actually the invisible God of glory walking this earth. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is the ministry that the Lord has committed into my hands.
Amen.
Praise God. And you can see it's not very, very orderly. Praise God. It's not orderly. That's why people want to order.
Yes.
You know, and I don't have that. I'm not feeling that. Amen. Amen. It's not orderly. It's not really orderly like some people like it. But truth is truth. See, it's the spirit that gives life.
Amen.
It's not the letters. The letter will only just deceive you. See, the letter will only just carry you in a circle for years. See, that you are trying to attain to something that you already are. You are waiting for something to appear that you already are. See, the other day in the Italian church that they used to invite us in those days, I now shared to some of the elders on what Paul meant about in his letter to the Thessalonians, about the rapture. That was my last audience with them. They couldn't find a fault in it, though. They couldn't fault it. But they rather just take it. They say this one, they take it away. Say, what? I should be here from you. They look like. They couldn't. They had no. They knew it was the truth. But rather than hear it again, they send me back. See, and it's normal. Jesus Christ said, the time comes where anybody that will kill you thinks that is doing service to God. Because you dare to declare that God is one with man. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we just thank God for this word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we just pray, be patient.
Amen.
Let us not rush things. Let us just be satisfied with what we have.
Amen.
Don't rush things. God will do. Does the workings himself, you see it. and it is connected. God does his things in ways that you don't expect. So you don't need to worry about big things, and it's big nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. It's big nothing. I think some of those things we used to see, right there in my house, my wife, it's even bigger than what people see in big churches. Amen. Amen. So it's more important what you can receive.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you have received it, God will now use you as a vessel to transmit it to others.
Hallelujah.
That's what matters. God is more interested in us personally.
Amen.
Than for us to be toiling, to labor, to invite people and to preach to people and evangelize and all the evangelize what you yourself don't even know. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you.
Amen.
We bless you be your name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the word.
Amen.
The word is light.
Yes.
The word is life.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, because you've kept us unto this time.
Amen.
To be able to be oracles of your mysteries.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This is the word that people have waited for many generations.
Amen.
And it's being brought to light in these last days.
Amen.
We are beginning to understand the habit of the Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We are beginning to understand that we are one.
Amen.
We are members one of each other.
Yes.
We are members of each other, and we are members of that one body, one spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our flight into eternity begins today.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Send your glory.
Thank you.
And let the yokes be broken.
Amen. Mm.
Let the eyes be open.
Amen.
And let your spirit move and minister to your people.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, because the veil is broken.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 As we're praying, God showed me the lamp, the golden lampstand with the seven sticks.
Mm-hmm.
As we continue, he showed me the burning bush. Those are the two things the Lord showed me.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, God is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've written books about this burning bush and the I Am, the fire that Moses met. Praise God. I'm going to share that next week. And let us understand that God is in our midst.
Amen.
God wants us to know these things. Amen.
Amen.
God is desires for us to what?
Know
these things. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, and to go our ways. When we know these things, we can also now awaken other brethren to the reality. Amen. All of us must stand before that burning bush like Moses.
Amen.
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 All of us must stand before that burning lampstand like John did in the book of Revelation.
Amen.
Father, thank you for your love and your mercy.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, because it is done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen.